Goodness, hello everyone. Oh, it's so good to see everybody here at Jacksonville Nursing Home.
Yes, amen.
Off of Duns Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. It's good to be with y'all today. Do you love the Lord, huh?
Yes, they do.
How many love the Lord? Just lift your hands and praise Him.
Yes.
Praise Him in the morning, praise Him at noon. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in Jesus' name, thanking you for the opportunity to be here with our dear friends at Jacksonville Nursing Home.
Amen.
To those listening to the radio today. God, we just pray through the power of your wonderful Holy Ghost, God, that you would touch our hearts, strengthen us, God, revive us, Lord, encourage us, and give us a heart of thanksgiving and praise for you today. We pray if there's one lost soul that's listening to our voice today, that you would speak through us to bring that person into the kingdom of God, into repentance and being born again of the Spirit of the living, one and only true God. In Jesus' name, and everybody says,
amen.
Oh, just welcome everybody that's coming in.
Come on in.
Welcome. There's room for all, right, Nikki?
Yes, room for all.
Amen.
You know, I remember back when I first became a Christian about 36 years ago, I said, Lord, I can't walk this Christian walk. It's impossible. And he said, good. Now I can go to work. I said, what do you mean? He said, I saved you at the cross of Calvary. Jesus saved you, and I'm going to keep on saving you. Your job is to trust and abide in the Lord Jesus. And I said, well, I can do that, and he's been working on me. How about you, Buck? Ever since. I'm growing, I'm growing, I'm growing, becoming more and more like Jesus every day.
You know, Nikki, the Lord Jesus Christ, now he saves us to the uttermost.
Yes, he does.
And so he keeps us trusting and believing.
That's it.
But thank God we're saved, saved, saved.
Amen.
He keeps us singing as we go.
Yes, that's what I
meant. I pray that there's a song in your heart today. And if there's not a song in your heart, I pray that this will be the day that you let Jesus put back into your heart.
Yes, amen. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, 'cause
he's still working on me.
Yay. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand.
Come on, everybody.
He's still working on me. And you?
To make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. Loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
In the mirror of his word, reflections that I see make me wonder why he never gave up on me.
He'll never give up.
He loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter, I'm the clay.
Oh yeah.
He's still working on me. Make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars.
Loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
How about you?
He's still working on me. Hey, Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, everybody.
Oh, aren't you glad he doesn't give up on us?
And he will never give up on us.
No, he won't.
And you know the most important thing that we can do now, at this point in our life, when things are really hitting us hard, we can't give up on him. Amen.
No, no.
Don't give up on him, because the best is yet to come.
That's right.
And he'll keep us singing.
Amen.
As we go.
That's right.
I need a little song in my heart today, don't you?
Yes.
And God can put that song in our heart.
We heard a little sermon the other day on television, and the fellow was talking about bitterness toward God. And he said, don't have any bitterness toward God. Realize that God is working all things together for our good. That's why we can sing, because we have a good God that's working things out. Amen? This old song, He Keeps Me Singing. We pray that you've got a song in your heart today. Clap your hands, tap your toes, and rejoice in your salvation. And I'll play the banjo.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow.
Put your hands together.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God, don't we?
We sure do.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful God.
Has God not kept all of his promises?
He sure has.
You can't say that God's not kept his promises.
No.
You know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
And of all the parts of our body, sometimes some of those parts wear out, give out.
Amen.
And we need help like we get here at Jacksonville Nursing Home, but our real help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
And if we'll give him all the praise and the honor and glory, then he will in turn bless his people with a blessing that we won't be able to hold it all in.
Amen.
I thank him today because he's brought me a mighty long way.
Me too.
And if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be here today. I know that.
Amen.
And if it had not been for the Lord to reach down and in his mercy pick me up out of the horrible pit I was in, then I'd be in hell today.
Amen.
And hell is somewhere that nobody wants to go.
No.
I sure don't want to go.
No, I want to go to heaven.
Jesus said, if you want to come to the Father in heaven, then we got to go through him.
That's right.
Now, I know that you and I have been on this earth long enough to know that there's one God and Father of all.
Amen.
And God sent his Son, Jesus, so that we would have a way to be forgiven of our sins. Amen. And to have eternal life.
That's right.
Now, I'm not going to try to get to heaven no other way.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to go by way of the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Through a Savior that loved us and gave himself for us. And if you think God promised us that it'd be easy in this life, you've not read the Bible. But I want to tell you today, he said it'll sure enough be worth it when we all get to heaven. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
It'll be worth it all.
And the way to get there is just have a little talk with Jesus.
And make everything all right.
That's right.
Amen. Let's just have a little talk with Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus will make us whole.
Yes, he will.
How many can put your hands together? Here we go. Oh, I once was lost in sin, but my Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Yes, it made my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer
by and by.
Now when you
give a little prayer with him,
then you will
know a little fire is
burning. You will
find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
Makes it right.
Sometimes my past is drear.
In a cloud of doubt
may hide
the light of day.
Light of day.
The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky.
But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Change in your life today. Only you know what you really want, because deep in your heart nobody can see what's there but God himself. That's right.
But the Bible says that whatever's in our heart, that's the way we talk and act.
That's right.
And I know that some of you are sad today. Maybe there's some of you that don't understand why. this has happened to you. Maybe you think, that God has just not treated you right. Maybe when you see other people come in and they're maybe even younger than you, maybe even older than you, and you say, God, how come they got a home to go to and I'm here in a nursing home? Maybe you see family coming and seeing people and you say, Lord, where is my family? There's a lot of unanswered questions in our lifetime. Some people live to be 90 and 100, 80. Some people live to be 16. Some people die at birth. There's a lot of unanswered things that we have time to think about. And we have to really be careful because we can think too much.
Amen.
You know, God wants us to do less thinking and more trusting in Him. Because God has a plan, and it's up to you and me to say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Whatever you want in my life, I want to fulfill that plan. Folks, I'm telling you, Jesus went ahead and prepared a place for those that will love and trust Him, for those that's received God's plan for them. Do you know it's God's plan for you to be happy?
Amen.
It's not God's plan for you to have everything you want. But God's plan is to supply all of your need. And it's going to take faith.
Amen.
It's going to take hope. It's going to take trust. We've got to believe in a God we've never seen with our eyes. We've got to believe in a place that we've never been before. We've got to believe that God is working on this earth today in our lives.
Amen.
We've got to believe that God sends angels. We've got to believe in everything that's in God's Word.
Amen.
We've got to trust and say, Lord, I don't know why, but I believe that by and by, when the morning comes, when all of the saints of God are gathering home, we will understand it better. By and by.
Amen.
Won't you trust Him today? Won't you look a little farther than what's happening in your life and all around you?
Amen.
Won't you look towards the heaven and set your heart and affection on the things of God?
Amen.
Won't you say, Lord, if I've got You in my heart, I'm the richest person in the world.
That's right.
Won't you believe that there's more to life than just food to eat and to drink? But we have the Word of God that people have given their lives to protect.
Amen.
We have the promise that we are God's people and that we have been grafted into the family of God.
We need to be like Abraham. Paul wrote to the Romans, and he said that Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. I don't want to stagger at the promise of God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Do you?
No.
But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
You know, God came to Abraham and said that you're going to be the father. You're going to be the father. Your seed is going to be more than the sands of the sea, of the ocean. And Abraham was 100 years old when he had that baby with Sarah, and she was 90. God took two old people and created a nation of people. And we have come from them. We have come from them.
Amen.
Remember how that God destroyed the earth with a flood? There was only 8 people that lived and survived the flood. somewhere down the line, we are all kin to each other. But to be in the family of God, we've got to have faith. And we've got to reach out and believe God that He will forgive us of everything that we've ever done that was wrong and that displeased Him. And if we'll ask Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to forgive us, then the blood that He shed at Calvary will wash away all of our sins. Isn't it wonderful that God will never bring up our past?
Amen.
You know what? If you feel bad about something you've done in the past, that's the devil talking to you. Because if you've went to Jesus and asked for forgiveness, that's gone and will never return again.
Amen.
God wants to bring His people together before His return. Jesus is coming back. Today might be the day that the Lord comes through the eastern sky and the glory of the Father with all of the... Hey, listen, there's going to be 10,000 angels coming back with Jesus.
Wow.
And we're going to be caught up in the air to be with Him forevermore.
Amen.
I live for that, don't you?
Amen.
And many people has died for that. Are you willing to give your life to the Lord today? Are you willing to just surrender it all of your pain and suffering? Why don't you give it to God today? All of your heartaches, all of your disappointments, let's give it to the Lord today and let His strength and power through the sweet, wonderful Holy Ghost help us become new people in the way we think, in the way we act, in the way that we live our life in this nursing home. God will make a new person out of you if you'll believe and trust in Him today.
Amen.
We're living in a time where there's so many religions saying all roads lead to heaven, but that is not true. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. My Bible tells me that God so loved the world He sent His Son, and if we believe in Him, we will not perish. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me. Will you go the right way today, the only way? And will you reach out and take God's hand? And will you be like Abraham? It looked impossible for him to be a daddy, but he's the father of all nations.
Amen.
Think about that. 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman, God gave them a child. Not only one, but as the sands of the sea. Will you believe and trust in the Lord today? If you will, I'd like to see your hand. I'd like for you to raise your hand high. Yes, Mama, thank you. Yes. Bless your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you that's listening to the radio broadcast today in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of Beckley, West Virginia, will you reach out to God with us here in Jacksonville, Florida, and receive the most precious gift that ever was given to this world, and that's Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. I believe that Jesus is the way.
Amen.
The truth and the life. Come into my heart. Lord, I have nothing to offer you but pain and suffering and all my sin and all of the horrible things I've been through. And in return, give me your peace and hope and faith and love. Help me, God, to love you back. Oh, yes. Lord, for those that are crying out to you, thank you. Thank you that you can reach down from heaven and with your precious blood cleanse us and make us whole and make us one family. No red, yellow, black, or white, but just the family of God on our way home. We're looking forward to that reunion day. Bless those, Father, that their heart is sad because they miss their family, they miss their home, they miss the things in the life that they were used to. Strengthen them, God. And Lord, for the people that's working in these homes, bless them and their family. God, protect them from the evil one. Give them the strength to go home today and grab their little children up in their arms and love them. Let their money go all the way it needs to go to provide for their family, Lord. Bring that husband, that father back to the family, those that deserted their children and their wives. Bring them back, Lord. Change them in Jesus' name. Give us love for each other in this facility, I pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Now I belong to Him.